Albayan Radio presents the following program presented by Sheikh Khalid Muhammad.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Welcome to the second lesson of the treatise An-Nasihatul Waladiyah by Abu Walid al-Baji rahimahullah, which he gave to his sons. And we're still with the introduction of Ibrahim Bajis Abdul Majid, where he says, and this is after we previously ended mentioning just how rich Islamic history is with examples of fathers and mothers, of parents teaching their children, and the best of which is that which comes in the Quran, of course, and this is regarding the advice which the righteous slave Luqman alayhi salam gave to his son. And we mentioned that anything that is good, Luqman alayhi salam advised his son towards it in his profound and comprehensive advice, and anything which is bad, he warned him from it. So his advice encompassed that which a person needs to be successful in both this life and the next. The first thing, my brothers and sisters, that a Muslim must attend to when educating his children is the correct aqidah, the correct creed, and the correct belief system. This is the aqidah of tawheed, the aqidah of monotheism, which Luqman alayhi salam mentions, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيْهِ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And remember when Luqman said to his son, when he was admonishing him, advising him, O my son, do not join in worship others with Allah. Indeed, ascribing partners to Allah in worship is great oppression. And great oppression, he of course meaning, is polytheism. And the second thing is that after you teach them the tawheed, and after you teach them the correct aqidah, the correct belief system, is that you teach them ibadah, to teach them worship, the most important of which is the salah. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us how Luqman alayhi salam said to his son, Ya bunayya aqimi salah. O my son, perform or establish the prayer. The third thing is that once the aqidah is sound and Allah Azza wa Jal is being worshipped the way he should be worshipped, then the next lesson is that when calling the people to Allah Azza wa Jal, a person must be patient and willing to tolerate the trials and tribulations that arise from that. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. This is the advice, or part of the advice, which Luqman alayhi salam gave to his son, to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And don't just stop there, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal tells us how he said to his son, and bear patiently that which befalls you, which is profound advice and important advice for every preacher and teacher. So Luqman says to his son to enjoin the good and forbid the evil, and bear patiently that which befalls you. Number four is that the caller to the truth must have a connection based on love and mercy with the ones that he is calling. And the most important of those people is one's parents, even if they disbelieve. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَى أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and good to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship upon weakness and hardship, and his weaning is in 2 years. Allah Azza wa Jal says, give thanks to me and to your parents, unto me is the final destination. But if they both strive with you to make you associate partners with me, others of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them, but treat them in the world kindly, and follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and obedience, then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do. And the fifth thing is that the caller of the truth, or the caller to the truth, must display praiseworthy character, lofty morals, good manners. He should never be arrogant and never look down on others. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that from the advice of Luqman to his son was, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And turn not your face away from men with pride, nor walk in insolence through the earth. Indeed, Allah likes not each arrogant boaster. This is a comprehensive testament of advice encompassing aqidah, ibadah, da'wah, human relationships, etiquettes, and manners. The following treatise, insha'Allah ta'ala, which we will be discussing, is that of Abu Walid al-Baji, as we mentioned in the previous lesson, that which he wrote for his two sons, so that if he died, he knew that he had left something behind to guide them along the path that would lead to success in this life and the next. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us in this blessed month. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allow us to be from those that benefit with that which they heard. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept our praying and our fasting. Wallahu a'la wa a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah.